Stakeholders are pushing for clear-cut policies and laws that protect the rights of women and children with regard to the internet. They argue that at a time when the internet has become more of a social amenity, many women and children have become vulnerable targets of sexual abuse, exploitation for scams, identity theft, and other social vices due to lack of policies and regulations. The stakeholders made the point at a forum to discuss the internet rights for women and children in Ghana. A report by Doreen Ampofu.
Increasing accessibility to the internet has come with its number of risks and vulnerabilities. Today, many children and young people get themselves involved in illegal or inappropriate activities such as buying and selling of stolen items on the internet, cyberbullying, identity theft, addiction, and what has become known as Sakawa. According to stakeholders at the forum, the situation is even more worse as they may be involved in viewing, possessing, making, and distributing pornographic images. The executive director of J Initiative, a child rights organization, Awo Aida Mamenya, said government needs to act fast to save the country's social fiber.
Exposure of innocent children to obscene images and all of that. That early pornography, okay, children have the right to get online, to play games and everything. But in the course of doing that, they are also exposed to this. So who else is there to talk for them? There are places that parents can go and report. Or even at all, is there a clear-cut policy that says that social and social should not be done to children? Therefore, if a child suffers this, this is what the law has to deal with. All those things are missing in our system. Civil society cannot make laws for government. It's government that puts in place laws. So it is necessary or incumbent on government to put in place the laws.
Nafisa Tuyusif of Abantu for Development said fewer women have access to the internet and have in most cases become victims of online sexual abuse, as they are the ones whose faces have been splashed on the internet in sex tapes that have gone viral.
Gendered social structures and norms which define the Ghanaian social relationships in various communities have a direct bearing on social relationships online. Do we remember those sex tapes, videos of women? Mostly the women's faces that are shown, because women fear shame. They are the ones who really bear the brunt of these experiences. Particularly women's rights online, which relate to right to expression, right to economic opportunity, right to bodily freedom and safety, right to holding office, and right to education, are critically linked to the structural and gendered inequalities faced by women in everyday life. The evolution of internet hasn't really changed the kind of gendered barriers that women have already been facing. To some extent, it has compounded the experiences of some women.